boo.
Ah!
Wow, that was loud.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. This is our Halloween episode.
Hello, hello.
This guy over here is Jesse.
And the guy across from me, I have a very special guest tonight. This is Edward Shields from Edward Shields and the Magnetic Zeros.
Wow. Didn't know I had a band. That's
Aren't cool. you fancy?
Yeah, I guess I am.
All right,
anyway, so today will be our Halloween episode. We'll get to that movie in a bit. But let's start with...
That's the only sound effect I can do.
What, you can't do Psycho? Ching, 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 ching.
That's a little different. All right, take it away.
All right, so I figure the first movie we have to at least acknowledge, probably the first horror movie of all times, Nosferatu.
Nosferatu, which is a delicious imperial red from Great Lakes.
It's also the first black and white horror movie ever made.
Nosferatu was made in 1929, I believe.
Maybe even earlier than that.
If you've never seen an old... It's actually a silent. If you've never seen an old silent movie, it will blow your mind. Because back then, cars were a new thing. So there weren't a lot of cars in movies. No computers, no cell phones, people traveling by horseback, and there's guys rafting down a river. It's crazy to think that, you know, and that wasn't even 100 years ago, that people weren't using cars. Well, hell, 25 years ago, people weren't using cell phones. So, but yeah, it's pretty wild to watch it. And it's not like a lot of silent movies that you would think. With most silent movies, you assume that there's a lot of dialogue going on. In this movie, it's basically actors relying on their acting.
Yep, that's all it is in that movie.
So,
And I can't even find it. That's how awesome how old it is on IMDb.
Yeah, it's old.
I say Dracula was 1932, so that's the reason.
I think Nosferatu was 29. Because I know it's on Netflix, and I know I passed by it the other day.
I know it came out well before Dracula, because the family of Dracula would not give the rights to the movie Nosferatu, give the name Dracula to him. So he basically just rewrote
Count
the whole...
Count Orlok.
And yeah. Instead of being Transylvania, it's in Germany. And instead of the chick's name, he changed it to Emily or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a good
he
movie.
All stuff around, basically, but they kept the same story. Exactly.
Yeah, it's creepy. And I'm imagining that back in the 20s, this movie would have scared the crap out of people. So.
Well, then you got Dracula, which would be the next one that I'd talk about.
Yep.
Straight up, Bela Lugosi as Vlad the Impaler.
Bela Lugosi, the amazing Bela Lugosi.
Count Dracula. Was another one of those movies that if you've never seen it, you probably should.
A lot of these movies are actually on Netflix right now. If
especially
you have
during this time of,
yeah.
year, of year, yes.
If you have Netflix, I would definitely give a look over there.
Yep.
So
another of those classics going on the same line, the Frankenstein.
The original Frankenstein?
The original, absolutely. I mean, the way that they made the monster, he never talked throughout the whole movie.
Correct.
But he was quite amazing for his acting roles, although Bela Lugosi always said he couldn't act his way out of a paper box.
Right. Frankenstein was good. I know...
The scene with the little girl and him throwing her into the water is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life, only because it was cut so bad.
A lot of those movies back then were cut like that. Really, honestly, if you've never watched Charlie Chaplin or Laurel and Hardy...
Yeah.
Some
of the cuts are just like, wow!
Where did we... How did we get from A to B?
Yeah.
So...
But, I mean, that Frankenstein and the way that ended with the flames and everything was
yeah.
just a great... Not following the book whatsoever, but
right.
we will go as a good horror movie.
Well, they take liberties, and
yeah.
that's what Hollywood's all about, I guess.
Then the other two that you have to put into that classic are The Mummy.
Boris Karloff.
The Mummy and Werewolf.
Werewolf. Which one is Werewolf?
It was just Werewolf.
Just Werewolf, the original?
Yeah, the
okay.
first Werewolf movie where he gets silver bulleted and everything like that.
There you go.
I mean, those two movies alone, again, are... the werewolf just got redone.
Yeah.
With what's his name? Benicio del Toro.
Oh, nice.
And it just came out like a couple years ago. Benicio del Toro and somebody else that's really famous. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mummy is also very comical. The way that he walks and moves. Boris Karloff is, of course, a fantastic early actor. If you've never seen anything with Boris Karloff in it, I would definitely get around to that. He is fantastic.
And then, of course, after Boris Karloff, I would say the next great actor of those days, of those horror movies, Vincent Price. You could go with every single Edgar Allan movie, because he was in every last one of them.
Vincent Price. And for those of you who watch The Simpsons, I remember they did an episode with Vincent Price in it, and he was selling doorbells. Do you remember that one? It was where Bart and Homer went to the Super Bowl, and Marge, they went and they got the doorbell, and they had to call the doorbell company, and it was like, "This is Vincent Price, raised from the grave." And she was like, "Oh, isn't he dead?" And he goes, "I'm still alive."
One of the things that still makes Thriller to me a great music video and song is that Vincent Price quote, and then the laugh at the end. You're just like...
Brilliant.
So brilliant.
He had a perfect voice for it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And then from... We go from Vincent Price up to the 70s movies that were kind of... 60s, 70s movies that were kind of hokey, but you could go back... We could skip back to...
Bride of Frankenstein.
We get some hokey ones of those. We could also get...
Gene Wilder, first of all. One of the greatest actors of all time. You name it. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and The Producers. I mean, you could just go down... Blazing Saddles, right?
Yeah.
You could just go down his list of movies. Everything he did was fantastic.
Wasn't much of a horror guy, though.
No, but his point in that movie was, again, comedic.
Yeah.
As any Frankenstein movie should be comedic, because Dr. Frankenstein is crazy.
I don't know, man.
So.
I think the updated one with De Niro as Frankenstein wasn't bad. I thought that was actually a pretty decent movie. Same with
yeah, De Niro's not very good at being funny, in my opinion.
Well, he wasn't being funny. He was being the
right,
monster.
Right.
But then the updated version of Dracula with Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman playing. Very nice.
Playing Dracula is so awesome. Then, of course, I was going to go with Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Psycho, oh, yes.
The Birds. I mean, all his movies back from the 40s and
now,
up through the 70s.
Here's the thing about Alfred Hitchcock. I would say probably 90% of the horror movies these days live off of gore, violence, just in-your-face, gratuitous stuff. Alfred Hitchcock was straight-up suspense. He would give you a plot, he would hook you in, and he would drag you out to that very last second. Now, the first time you see these movies, wow, they are amazing. Now, I know I've seen The Birds probably 3 or 4 times, and now that I know what's happening and what's going to happen, it's not as good, but I can still respect how good it was that first time. Same with Psycho, obviously with Psycho.
Yeah.
That first time, and
whoa.
Where is he, what is he, oh my gosh.
Vertigo.
Vertigo.
Another one of those.
Absolutely.
Just like, you just get caught up. Like
anything Hitchcock is.
Yeah.
I mean, Rear Window.
And the other great thing about Alfred Hitchcock is he didn't need to show the gore to get you actually more.
He never did. Psycho, especially not in the black and white ones.
Yeah, in the original Psycho, the dagger, all you see is a dagger for a split second, and then it's cut away, and all you see is the drain with
the blood.
What looks like blood,
but right.
It's black and white. So it could have been anything.
That's a very good one. It, honestly, if you want horror, suspense, Alfred Hitchcock's first place to go.
Yeah.
And he was in all of his movies, too.
Of course.
That's one of my favorite things to do to watch an Alfred Hitchcock film is to try to, you know, where's Waldo? So I think that's fun.
And then, of course, I mean, after you go through that, then you get into this, I mean, anything that's on MST3K, of horror movies is always hilarious.
For those who don't know, that's Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And if you don't know MST3K,
you're missing out. You're missing. Again, get on Netflix.
Go look that up. Go look up Riff Tracks, T-R-A-X-X, I believe is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all it is people commenting over top of horrible movies.
Yeah, and they're like these goofy little...
On the MST3K, it was two robots and a human guy.
Right.
The theme of the TV show that was shown on Sci-Fi Channel when it was still actually Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
And not S-Y-F-Y.
Right.
But when it was the old Sci-Fi, it was... The theme of the show was this guy was sent into space to be punished and would be forced to watch horrible movies once
with
a week.
With robots.
And he invented the robots when he got up there,
uh-huh.
So he wouldn't go insane.
Right.
But he was forced to be punished to watch horrible movies by these other people who happened to be the only people left on Earth for some weird reason. Again, crazy idea of an idea.
Good
of the show.
Stuff.
It's quite hilarious.
It
quite
is
a more
good stuff. You will laugh. Honestly, if you've never seen it, you will laugh your head off. It is hilarious.
Then go into the get into the 70s and 80s. In the 70s, you start seeing the Stephen King movies.
Yep.
Christine, I believe, came out in 80 something. Carrie, I think, came out in 79.
Carrie was... the first 20 minutes of Carrie tells you all you need to know about that movie.
That mom is just... Not
that
nice.
Entire movie is messed up. How about the original Omen?
The Omen.
That movie scared me. There are not a lot of movies that I can admit that scared me. Honestly, I would probably say the last movie that scared me, and this is 2000s, but the last movie that even, like, tweaked me would have been The Ring. And it wasn't even that scary. It was just the part where she popped out of the TV.
I was going to get to that here in a bit. With
right.
How they do how we actually finally allowed Asian horror to come into
right.
America.
Right. Which is good stuff with The Grudge and The Ring all at the same time.
They did a good shock horror.
Right.
They did the shock of, like, what was that?
Right. But, but back to The Omen.
Yeah.
That is creepy. That kid, the whole, even the one where she's pregnant, all of them are just creepy.
Another.
The old
one's
better than the new ones.
Another one, the old one again, another one, The Exorcist.
Oh, yes.
If you've never watched that and you want to be scared, watch it.
If you've never watched that, you've still probably seen half of it because of all the pop culture references that go to The Exorcist. Any cartoon that's ever been made that you've ever watched has done a special on The Exorcist at least, like, three times. They all do it.
Not Scary Movie 1, 2, and 3 always had a scene.
Yes. And those are great movies, by the way. The first two especially, with the original, the cast that they had for it. Great stuff.
We go into the 80s and then you get to the slasher films.
Yeah.
Those... Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. Halloween movies. Of the three, Friday the 13th, Jason, Halloween, what was his name?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, or the best one, I think, still in my opinion, the best one of
Nightmare.
All. Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy. Which one was your scariest one, which one would you be scared of the most?
Well, the thing about Halloween... was he was just kind of chasing you. He was definitely scary. I'll give you that. He was scary. Friday the 13th, it never really kind of... I mean, first one was really good.
You know, the greatest thing about the first one? No Michael Myers. Or no Freddy.
No Jason.
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
It's the mom.
Yeah, it's the mom and the lake and all that stuff. I think, and then the second one's pretty good too.
Yeah.
When they introduce him and he comes back and it's all that stuff, it's pretty good. But I never was really, except for the first one, I never really caught on to that. Freddy Krueger, the first Freddy Krueger, that was creepy. It was hilarious, but it was creepy. It was a good double-edged sword where it scared you, but then it made you laugh because of Freddy's stupid puns.
Little cakewalk jokes.
Oh, man. My goodness. Robert Englund,
man. Yeah, and the thing about the reason why I think Freddy is the scariest,
Robert Englund.
You can't escape your dreams.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're going to go to sleep eventually.
And no matter what they did, they were, you know, they'd still think that they were awake, but then they'd be dreaming.
You're going to fall asleep eventually, and he's going brilliant to catch stuff. You. Yeah. So, I mean, those movies, that was the beginning of the slasher film, which also did become a little bit of a gore fest. I did enjoy Freddy vs. Jason.
They, it was pretty good.
The where they did the actual combining of the two worlds and showing that Freddy is scared of fire because he got burned in the boiler.
Right.
And Jason is scared of water because he was drowned. And so they how they use.
I'm sorry that if you've never seen those movies and we just ruined them for you. I would watch at least the first of each of those.
I would go all the way up.
I'm just saying at least.
Nightmare on Elm Street all the way up to 4.
Yeah.
Because Dream Warriors is just
4 so Freddy's Dead?
No, that was Dream Warriors.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
Dream Warriors is hilarious. Yeah.
They're all good. The thing about Freddy is his costume is fantastic. The hat, the striped shirt, and the knives, the knife fingers.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Jason... hockey mask, pretty good.
With a little bit of blood and a machete.
Right, and then Michael Myers with the face.
With the reverse, it's the reverse William Shatner mask. It's a William Shatner Star Trek mask reversed inside out.
Right, with a chainsaw.
No, he doesn't use a chainsaw.
What does he have?
He has a knife.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface.
Duh. Duh.
Which was another...
Leatherface pretty good, too, except for that he's running with a chainsaw.
And he's Leatherface.
That is Gore City right there.
The first one was actually not... I mean, I wouldn't consider... The first one I almost thought of as a scat movie because of how, like, the hit on the top of the guy's head... At the one scene when he's like, he thinks he's free.
When they're in the tunnel?
No, he's in the house.
Okay.
And Leatherface, and he thinks he got away from Leatherface, and Leatherface just comes out of nowhere, hits him on the top of the head with something,
mm-hmm.
and the thud that A makes, and him hitting the ground, and then shaking like he just died,
right.
was the most like, oh my god, I just watched someone literally die on movie.
Right.
So...
they do a good job with that stuff.
Yeah. That was one of those movies. The movie about the house that was haunted in, like...
Dude, that's like every movie that's came out in the past 5 years is some haunted house.
Then there's Poltergeist, which was one of those... Poltergeist 1, 2...
The original Poltergeist was pretty good.
Poltergeist 2 was kind of funny, too, with Zelda.
Yeah.
I love Zelda, the lady.
Fair enough.
She's kind of... She herself is creepy enough for a movie.
What about Chucky? What about some Child's Play?
We've got that. That was in the slasher film.
Yeah, what about Chucky?
Really?
You want to talk about terrible? You want to talk about terrible? They made a lot of money off of a small doll.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You just kick him.
I don't know how. And of course, Jennifer Tilly. Hello.
Well, she didn't come in until like the third
Bride of Chucky.
No, but she came, I think she was in like the third movie before
right.
Bride of Chucky.
Right.
And then she got turned into a
with
Chucky
the tits.
Doll, yeah.
She's great.
I'm trying to think of the movie. It's not House on Haunted Hill because that was Vincent Price again.
Vincent Price.
That's oh man.
Movies about houses that are haunted never really got me as much. I like a good protagonist in it, or at least antagonist.
Well, they say the house, but basically the dad goes crazy and kills everybody in the house, which kind of almost reminds you of The Shining, but it's based on a true story. So
right,
because it was based on a true story, the guys that lived there moved out to like L.A. basically to. Write the script in the house that they lived in.
Right. And that's, again, a lot of movies have spun off of that. A lot of... I don't know. Do you want to jump into, like, modern horror?
I mean, we can get, we're about up to the 2000s, 1990s.
Right. Now.
90s, 2000s. I mean, the 2000s was the slash gore fest.
Right.
Or like Hostel and everything
nasty.
Like that. It's just like, it's just blood.
Well, there were a lot of movies like Boogeyman where you're like watching it and you're like, is this supposed to be scary?
I mean, or the... Or what's not the hostel? I mean, Hostel is just not even scary. It's just gore. It's slasher. It's bloodfest.
I'd say the one that was doing it right would be Final Destination.
Final Destination was great.
Final Destination was
that
one.
That wasn't really. I mean, gore only just. How many ways can we kill you?
Right. Well, there were some pretty good ones.
But I'm trying to think of the one of the guy with the clock face or whatever.
I have no idea.
Little puppeteer. Thing.
I truthfully have
Saw.
No idea. Saw. Oh, yeah. Saw. Saw was good. The first Saw.
I didn't like it.
Tell me the story of the first Saw did not have you hanging
in like
there.
It. I didn't like it at all. I never liked it. It seemed like just this world that just was like, seriously, no one's coming whatsoever. I've got...
Why would anybody be coming? Nobody knows where they are.
They do know where they are. It's all set. I mean, how could this guy not be missing for like a weeks by this
He's
point?
He's only missing for a day. You talking about the old guy?
The original. In the original, the guy that's in there getting that has to saw his leg off.
He was only missing for a couple days.
Yeah, okay. By that point, people would be hunting.
Yeah, you're right. Well, him and his wife were fighting. And
realistically, I'm sorry. This is not enough.
I think the thing that I liked the most about the first Saw was it was the actual director and writer who was the second guy. I know Cary Elwes was the doctor who had to saw off his leg, but then the other one was the kid, and of course, you know, that was pretty cool. He did a pretty good job. For being nobody, he did a pretty good job, I
and
thought.
You're showing the guy is in full control the whole time, pretending to be dead in the middle of the room.
Brilliant.
Nah, you would have been able to tell. Like, I would have looked over
that,
like,
he was alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been like, wait a minute, this is fucked up.
Yeah. Well, and then the second Saw I thought was kind of good, but after that, it was kind of like, it was more like, now we're just doing gory puzzles.
Gory, yeah.
Where the first one wasn't really as gory, it was more suspenseful.
Okay, I'll give a little bit of suspense. I never found it to be one of those type of movies that was. Amazing.
Shoot, they got all the way up to like 6, didn't they?
Something like that.
Every Halloween for 6 years straight.
Hostel 3-5.
Honestly, I can't really watch, and my fiance loves this stuff. Kelly loves horror. She loves that stuff. And my mom loves it too.
5,
okay.
Well, girls always love it because...
Right, but I'm like, yeah. Oh, let me hold on to you. But me, I'm like, I laugh at that stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, ever since I saw The Boogeyman, that's the one I always use as a reference. Ever since I saw The Boogeyman, I was just like, that was literally one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen. And then Nicolas Cage...
Yeah, Candyman, though.
Nicolas Cage and The Wicker Man.
All right.
That was literally the worst movie I've ever seen in my
life.
Have
you ever seen the original Wicker Man?
Yes.
If you saw the original, it's...
It's cheesy.
But it's a lot better than...
It's way better than Nicolas Cage. He's trying so hard to be serious. No, it's not working, man.
Nicolas Cage cannot be serious in any role.
Not since, The Rock.
Even then, I don't think he was very serious.
That was about as serious...
Sean Connery was...
That was about as serious as he could get.
Sean Connery was laughing the whole movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie. We're talking about suspense. What was the other one? I know Final Destination I had in mind. There was something else along those lines that I had in mind that was good. Really, you have to have a really good story, I think, because gore doesn't impress me. I will say that they've been coming out with a lot of zombie movies lately. And they've basically, and I hate to use it, but they've beaten a dead zombie. But the only one that I liked was The Crazies.
See, The Crazies is an old remake. It's an old
right.
remake of
right.
a kind of zombie, but not really
right.
zombie.
The Crazies had a really interesting story to it, I thought.
And do you consider? I don't consider them zombie flicks. I consider that, even though everyone.
It's more like mutagenic pathogen flicks.
Infection.
Yeah.
Infection.
Okay, I'll give you that.
A zombie has got to be.
Evil Dead.
Ah. Knights of the Living Dead.
Evil Dead.
Well, Evil Dead wasn't really zombies either.
Bruce Campbell.
But that's a. We'll get to that. We'll get to Evil Dead 1, 2, and Army of Darkness.
We can stop it, too.
No, Army of Darkness is amazing.
Okay.
I mean, when you drop a boulder on a skeleton and go...
Blah.
Oh, that's gotta hurt! You can't go wrong with Bruce Campbell.
He is great. Where are we at on time right now, speaking of which?
Only about a half hour in, so...
You want to take a break or you want to keep rolling?
We can take a quick break and put in some... commercial sponsors.
Yeah, Battling Jesters podcast brought to you by
Joe Namath.
We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster.
Ah. Don't worry, guys. I won't scream.
And we're back.
We have returned.
This is the second half of the Battling Jesters.
But are we really here?
That man over there is...
Steve.
And my name is Dave. So tell him, Steve, Dave.
Boom, shakalaka-laka, boom. Oh, that I got loud again. Sorry.
He screamed, see? Ha-ha, he said he wouldn't.
I got no scream in me.
All right, so first thing I want to do is make a correction that
I have an egregious error.
Completely dumbass move. Werewolf. I mean, Wolfman.
Duh. We're idiots.
The remake was done by Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins.
See, what happens is we talk like maybe a couple days before the podcast, and basically what we do is we write all our notes down on the back of our hands. And as two guys who don't really shower, but see, I took a shower today, so my notes were gone. And apparently, Eddie's been wiping his nose on his hand,
yeah.
So his notes are gone too.
If you can't tell, I'm a little sick. But
we're flying from the seat of our pants today.
Yeah. Whoever,
it's a good place to fly from.
Why should you ever prepare for a radio broadcast?
Yeah, well, anyways.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. Who does that?
All right, so where we left off at, we were at zombies.
Yeah, we were going to do some zombies.
We were going to talk about some Bruce Campbell.
We were doing some Bruce Campbell.
Oh,
let's
baby.
Let's first start with the George A. Romero.
Okay.
The god of zombie movies.
And we're talking about real zombies, yes. not this warm bodies bull crap.
Yeah, infected 28 Days Later stuff. No,
which,
no.
Props to that. We'll get to that in a minute.
It's good, but it's just...
We'll get to that in a minute.
It's not zombies.
We'll still get to that in a minute. So,
So, George A. Romero, we will just go through the whole list of his...
Throw them on me.
Keep pulling them up right now.
We had a moment of incoherent clarity there.
By the way, he was the executive producer for The Crazies.
You can't see that in radio land. Fortunately, you can't see what just happened. But you didn't hear any thumping, so... Yeah, The Crazies was good. The first one?
Yeah, he did the remake one. But we will start with The Night of the Living Dead.
Brilliant.
I mean, 1968. And that movie...
It's an OG.
Yeah. He directed the original Crazies of 1973.
There you go. I'm going to have to see that.
Yep. Then, of course, Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead, another brilliant flick.
Knight Riders.
Knight Riders.
Creepshow.
Creepshow. Stephen King?
Yep, 1982.
Thanks for the ride, lady!
Day of the Dead.
Thanks for the ride, lady!
He directed The Dark Half, another Stephen King.
If you have never seen Creepshow, get on Get on it. Find it. Get on YouTube. Look up the Thanks for the Ride lady. That, oh, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
And Stephen King turning into a moss in his...
Brilliant. Yeah. I think that was Creepshow 2.
I think that was the first one.
That was the first one? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I think... I saw,
look them up. Find them. They're on the internet. Find them.
Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, Survival of the Dead.
A lot of zombies.
He does... He is the king of actual zombies.
Real zombies.
Yeah. Where they're dead and they've risen from the dead.
Right.
Which is the correct way to go, because then they're shambling and not running at top speed.
Right, which doesn't make sense. Now, I'll give you this. What was it? Was it I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Where they were running super fast, the mutated whatevers. That was pretty good stuff. I think that was a good twist, and that's a really good book.
What they,
but if you don't read the book...
What they say in I Am Legend is they're actually vampires.
Right.
Because they only come out... At night.
At night, right, and they hide in the shadows and whatnot.
So they're not actually zombies.
They're a hybrid mix of
zombie vampire, but
infected thingamajigs. So, but if you read the book, with most movies, if you read the book, yeah.
Have you ever read? Have you ever seen the original movie that was the book was?
The I Am Legend.
Yeah, the
no.
original, which was called.
I've read the book.
The Last Man on Earth.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that one. Okay.
They did a remake in the 70s, I believe.
That must be the one I didn't see.
With it's called Omega Man, and it was starring...
Is that the one that they show on Sci-Fi?
It was shown on Sci-Fi.
I've seen that one. Omega Man. Where they start out, they drive to the house, and they blow it up?
I don't even know.
I know I saw... Or no, that's I Am Omega.
Yeah, Omega Man...
That was the one that they did as a spinoff.
Stars Charlton Heston, 1971. Oh, okay. 1971.
Charlton Heston is a beast.
And he basically saves this black lady as his only other friend in the world that's alive is a black lady.
Charlton Heston is a beast.
So,
except for in Solar Crisis. That was the end of him.
I remember watching that movie and going, really?
This Solar is, Crisis?
No, this Omega Man. I don't like Charlton Heston movies. He seems to play the same guy every movie. Cut t-shirt down so you can see...
Charlton Heston?
Yeah.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
Like I said, same acting in every single movie.
Oh.
Same outfit in every single movie.
Except for the Ten Commandments.
Which, even then, I think he was a little sweaty. He might have had his chest open a little bit to see some chest hair.
OG Charlton Heston, one of the all-time greats. Open the pod bay door, please, Hal.
Anyways, so back on to the... I mean, zombies, and you say... I mean, obviously zombies are getting overplayed now.
Zombies are getting destroyed right now. I don't know what happened, but...
The Walking Dead...
Growing up, there was a niche for things like that. Zombies, you had your zombie... And us nerds, you know, it was a debate. Zombies versus vampires versus Wolfman versus Frankenstein's monster, etc. That was, you know, we would debate those things. But nowadays, it's like they latched... I can't even think of when it started. But it all got latched onto, and all of a sudden, it became cool to like zombies, vampires, wizards, etc.
I will say that the beginning of liking vampires, werewolves, and stuff like that was probably Anne Rice with Interview with the Vampire.
That's a fair call.
I think that was the moment... I mean... You could go to, what's the movie in the 80s with the two Chrises?
Well, vampires always had kind of a spot. I know a lot more often than not, they were made fun of, though.
Well,
vampires was the one thing that always had a good following, because you've got Blade, you've got Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you've got the 90s vampire stuff.
I was also going to go with the 80s Kiefer Sutherland vampire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But now it's like zombies are just, everything is zombies.
And I think zombies are the thing because we're at a point in time where things feel like it could possibly happen, even though every scientist in the world says
it's not possible.
It could not happen.
Yeah. It was over for me at Shaun of the Dead.
I love Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, no. Outstanding movie. Simon and Nick are just fantastic actors and producers. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. great dudes. If you really ever want to see some terrible, terrible British television, watch some of their older stuff. What's the Spaced Out or whatever? That's atrocious. That is a mindfuck of epic proportions.
I will say there's a really good another zombie movie that you should check out. It's an independent film called One of the Dead.
One of the Dead?
One.
Mexican?
It's actually done joke. It's a part comedy, part real about of the area, Cuba.
Yeah,
it's a Cuban zombie infection that happens.
Interesting.
Just on the Cuban island, so everyone's like fighting and trying to keep the flee.
Well, the thing with Shaun of the Dead, perhaps the younger generation doesn't realize it, but it's a play directly off of Dawn of the Dead.
In part, not really.
It's a spinoff.
I mean,
they were doing it to make fun of the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
they did a really good job of it.
Dawn of the Dead, they were all at the house.
Right. Well, they were all at the Winchester.
That was half the movie to get to the Winchester, if not more than half the movie.
Well, either way, Shaun of the Dead was kind of where zombies were like that. That was the apex for me.
Well, I was thinking Night of the Living Dead for getting to the house when they were all in the house to begin with.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead, I believe they were all in the mall.
That's right.
To start with, so.
But but Shaun of the Dead, ever since then, it's kind of gone downhill for me.
Well, that's because that's...
And Hollywood's really just been grasping at things that they could make into movies, which is where you get I Am Legend and things like that from.
Yeah, but even those, I mean, zombie films, the other thing that's a problem with zombies is, like, the way Shaun of the Dead proved it was showing one day, one guy.
Right.
And then it takes, like, 4 days for it actually...
Which all zombie films are like that. It's like, it starts with like, it's one or two, and then it's worldwide epidemic.
That's why, Night of the Living Dead, if you go back and watch it, it was an asteroid. And as soon as that asteroid happened, all the undead woke up all at once.
Right.
And just crawled out of their graves.
Right. Which is really how zombies are supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Crawling out of the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they did it so well.
Reanimated corpses.
And they did it so well that way because it was just a straight one and too many zombies. That's the thing that is scary about zombies, is the horde of them.
I actually saw a Facebook meme today that said, and this is another one of those people saying things because they think they're clever, it's scary how prepared we are for a zombie apocalypse. And I was like, no, we're not prepared. I was like, honestly, if 20 zombies came at you, you'd probably take out 2.
You might get 3.
There's no logic to a zombie. It just comes at you until you're dead.
As like the Mythbusters, they just did a show, which honestly I laughed because they did, which one's better, the gun or like the axe?
Uh-huh.
Adam used the axe, but... What he used was a foam little axe with a little bit of paint,
mm-hmm.
and he barely went tap, 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 tap. I'm like, tapping him with an axe on the top of the head is not doing enough. You need to stomp, stomp, stomp.
Right, because you have to destroy the brain.
Yeah, you have to actually at least crack in the brain a little bit.
That's the consensus.
Just by tapping it is not doing anything. But they proved that, yes, the axe will probably be better suited, because you could at least kill 14.
You can keep killing with it, yeah.
You got 14. When you with the gun, he got about 5-6 in the head before he was out.
Right.
Because you have to shoot the head.
Right. Yeah, you can shoot them anywhere else, and they just keep coming at you. I still think zombies, true zombies, is a good. It's a good thing, but they got to be coming out of the ground. That's the whole scary point of zombies, is they come out of the ground. That's what makes them scary.
I think it's actually what really makes them scary is just the overwhelming mass of them.
Yeah.
Not anything else. It's the overwhelming
Which
mass.
Is what Hollywood's playing on right now.
The 28 Days Later zombies, where mm-hmm. there's only 3 of them running at Mach 5,
mm-hmm.
that's unfair.
Yeah.
I'm a dead man immediately.
Oh, yeah.
In that interpretation.
Actually, I think Zombieland was a pretty good one for me, too.
Yeah.
And that was only because it was a fun story, searching for the Twinkies.
Rule 1. Cardio.
Yeah, exactly.
Rule two, cardio.
Right. Rule one, double tap. Yeah, no, that was a good one, and Woody Harrelson, you know, does no wrong. But,
So, yeah, and then we get to those horrible infected movies, 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks.
The thing with 28 Days Later is I think it was kind of a good premise.
It would have been a great premise if it turned into actual zombies and not just infected.
Right, and then I think it kind of, the ending of that movie was dumb.
I mean, 28 Days, you know what's crazy? 28 Days Later and The Walking Dead both started on the exact same month.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead comic book and that movie came out in October of whatever year.
Mm-hmm. 05,
both
I think.
Both have
04.
That same kind of premise to start it. Guy goes into
coma
and wakes up 28 days later.
Right.
To a zombie apocalypse.
I think
it
started out kind of, it kind of got you going there, but then the end of it was like, well, this is dumb. They get to the safe area and the Marines are trying to kill everyone or whatever. It just gets dumb at the end.
Yeah, I loved the scene of London completely empty. That just that's spooky.
That's cool. That's definitely cool. It's like I Am Legend where he comes up, or 13 Monkeys.
Yeah,
where they come up to the surface after everything's been blown away. That, by the way, is a great movie. Brad Pitt is the man. That's not horror.
Not horror, but a thriller.
It's a great movie.
It is a thriller. Thriller sci-fi.
So we talked about zombies.
Yep.
Vampires, true vampires.
And
Bela
nowadays,
Lugosi and whatnot.
Yeah, nowadays the vampires are because of Anne Rice and Twilight.
Because of Twilight, vampires have become a glamour item.
Yeah, or the other one, Snooki. Or Sookie. Sorry, it's not Snooki. Her name is Sookie.
I have no idea.
The Sookie Stackhouse stories on True Blood on HBO.
I have no idea.
You've never seen it?
I have not.
It's.
Am I missing out?
The first season was quite. I liked that a lot better than the Twilight idea. Only because I think it was actually written for people of ages 18 to 20.
25, yeah.
It was rated more, while Twilight is like for 13-year-old girls.
Right. And only 13-year-old girls.
The other one is clearly, it's the same thing. It's for 18 to 25-year-old girls.
That's another movie that Kelly liked to see was Twilight.
Yeah, The True Blood.
It's not like that.
The True Blood is based off this girl who is an empathy and can read people's minds.
Empath, yeah.
Yeah, read people's minds and falls in love with the vampire because she can't read his mind because he's dead.
Nice.
And so she doesn't have to worry.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Kind of
I like that.
It was kind of an interesting twist in the story.
Vampires, original vampires, had a lot of nerdy coolness to them. They slept in coffins.
Original vampires were scary.
Yeah.
They were meant to be scary.
Yeah. They slept in coffins. They only came out at night.
Go look at Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Go look, like I said, the Kiefer Sutherland, which I can't think of the name of the movie.
One of my favorite things about Nosferatu, not to cut you off there, is the fact that he carried a coffin full of dirt with him, and they explained that the reason that he did that was because that was the dirt he was buried in.
The homeland dirt.
That is badass.
He's following the correct vampire.
That is Bram Stoker to the T. That is badass.
Yeah. Again, and then the remake of Bram Stoker's Dracula, which Gary Oldman,
Oldman is awesome.
So well done of that Dracula. When you watch that, I mean, you even totally forget that. What's his name is in it? The Johnny Utah.
Mm-hmm.
You totally forget Johnny Utah's in it because of Gary Oldman's acting.
Gary Oldman is a beast. Vampires nowadays are it's not good anymore. We've lost the Black Cape. We've lost. I'll give you honestly. I've never read Twilight. I've never watched it. I've caught pieces of it on TV here and there. It just doesn't look like it would be an interesting movie.
What I was thinking of is Lost Boys.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, it's a little bit of glam in the vampire there, but they were still evil bastards.
Right. press 1 for cough.
I mean, 80s vampire movies, Fright mm-hmm. Night.
Okay.
Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Near Dark.
Lost Boys was pretty good.
Monster Squad, which you said you never saw.
I don't think I have.
It's a joke. It's comedy. Don't pretend like it doesn't exist. Well, sorry, guys.
Vampires used to be cool. Nowadays, they've beaten that to death. Vampires not cool anymore.
Salem's Lot.
Salem's Lot. Oh, yeah. Vampires, and like... I know that something that used to be scary until Harry Potter came around, things like witchcraft. Before Sabrina the Teenage Witch, because that predated Harry Potter. Eddie's over here coughing up a lung, guys.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Eddie's going to die on air and then...
Nah, we'll die. Oh, jeez.
You okay, big guy?
Oh, I'll be okay. I really don't think... I mean... Witchcraft and everything has not always been shown as evil.
Right. But when it is, there are a lot of things where they can make it really good.
Like Heathers.
Well, nowadays it's a Disney special. Because of Harry Potter and Sabrina the Teenage Witch and all that stuff, wizardry has been turned into a Disney special.
Been turned into paganism.
And, well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. That is the roots. I still think Frankenstein's monster is about as cool as it gets. That's a great story, man.
That's the original zombie story.
That is a great story.
That's the original zombie story.
That is a great story.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. If you've ever read the book alone.
It's a great story. It's captivating because you don't exactly know what's going to happen until it happens, and then everything goes apeshit. Oh, wait a second. He built this thing. Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, we got an abnormal.
A what?
Abnormal brain.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, Frankenstein's monster. I think that movie is in so many new things where it's a misunderstood gentle giant. That's been used so many times since then, and people don't even think about it as originating with Frankenstein,
yeah.
Which is essentially where that comes from. So, but...
I mean, throughout... Horror movies are meant to scare,
mm-hmm.
but not make you just jump out of your seat.
Right.
I mean, the little shock value of some of these movies, like... those ones that are coming out now, the horror movies that happen every year on Halloween, where it's the possessed house.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity.
That's terrible.
All it is just Blair Witch.
And no offense... Blair Witch.
All it is
I
Blair
forgot
Witch.
About Blair Witch.
All it
that
is
was,
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch was a weird movie. It was captivating, but it was weird.
Like I'm saying, it's basically the idea of the Blair Witch because you
the
just,
Blair Witch Project.
Because you just have the amateur cameras,
mm-hmm.
fake amateur cameras, doing all the filming for you.
They did it good in Blair Witch, though.
In the first,
it really felt like I only ever saw the first one, but it really felt for a while there like it was amateur footage.
Except for the fact that why would you bring a stupid idiot that decides to. Throw your map away
True.
In the middle of your trip.
True. But Paranormal Activity, and no offense to all my ghost hunting friends, I've got tons of them. That stuff's fine and all.
I'm one of those types. I go ghost hunting,
but Paranormal Activity is dumb.
I go only just trying to debunk everything.
No.
Because I'm trying to prove that it doesn't exist.
I go because it's interesting.
I like going, and I like to prove, like, no, you say these things happen. I've never seen anything.
Mm.
I've had my own feelings of things happen before.
I have too.
Whether or not it's true or not, I don't know.
And that's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Feeling like there's ghosts around you, that's scary.
Feeling like someone's watching you.
Yeah, and why don't we make movies about ghosts anymore? What, did Casper end that? I mean...
Well, that's Paranormal Activity. Those are the ghosts. That's what
I mean
are.
like actual ghosts coming out and living among humans and stuff.
I don't know if we had those movies like 13 Ghosts.
Oh yeah.
Another ones. They're not really done well anymore.
Yeah.
And then there's actually that TV show Almost Human or something like that,
yeah,
where it's basically a vampire, a werewolf,
and oh yeah,
a dead girl,
right,
living in a house together,
right. I don't know. Let's talk about Scary Movie.
You want to talk about Scary Movie? I've never actually watched a single.
Oh, dude.
I like the Wayans brothers, but I like them for better movies.
The first two Scary Movies are phenomenal. Everything after that, and they started that whole craze of
They started the parody, but before Scary Movie.
And well,
that well before Scary Movie.
Well,
they're doing one movie a year.
But like every year since then, it's been insert name here movie.
Mm-hmm.
So after Scary Movie, but the first Scary Movie, it actually like has a bit of horror to it, where it's pulling you along and you don't know who's killing all these people, and it ends up being really the last person you'd expect, and ridiculously so. But and then the second one, they go to a haunted house, and the door knocker is balls. That's the one thing I remember. But that and my little hand. But the first two Scary Movies are pretty good. If you can throw comedic elements into movies like that, like, say, Bruce Campbell, then it works.
It does very well. Again, I think... Well, I was trying to remember this before, the Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
The original, and I really like the 2005 with Ryan Reynolds. Anyone who goes, Ryan Reynolds sucks, go watch that movie and tell me that he does not exactly do the character acting that he needs to do, become a psychotic killer by the end of that
Maybe
movie.
He should do that more often than trying to be some suave, handsome Mr. Debonair Superman.
He actually
Green Lantern.
He hasn't been that for a while. The Green Lantern was
atrocious.
And that wasn't his fault. That was the story. They horribly
He was
broke.
The wrong person regardless.
Not really. For that
atrocious.
For that character in the comics, he was not bad.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah, we can talk comic books some other time.
All day, every day. Because we're real nerds.
Yes.
All right, so
I believe that should probably be a good ending point on this Halloween.
Well, let's not end it on Ryan Reynolds. Right. Okay, so movie that scared you the most in your life?
Honestly, it was one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I don't remember which one. I remember... Actually, no. The movie that scared me the most in my entire life... As a 4-year-old kid, I saw E.T. in the theater, and that night after coming home,
what?
The E.T.s were in my forest behind my house all night long, shining flashlights
oh
and everything.
My gosh.
So it was E.T. the movie.
Wow. Okay, but after that.
Okay, Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's a great story, guys. Ed was scared by... Oh, my gosh. Can you watch E.T. now and not be scared?
Yeah, I can watch E.T. without a problem.
Okay, for me, I would say this... It was probably, like, second or third grade for me when this movie came out. It's not actually a horror movie, but Contact... With Jodie Foster and Matthew McConaughey. Now, I had never really thought about aliens so much at that time. And the whole premise of, like, aliens trying to get a hold of us and time stopping. And
or the afterlife.
That scared the crap out of me. And, like, I woke up and I was crying. And my parents were like, what's wrong? And I
was
like, they were like, we're not ever going to let you watch any suspenseful movies again. And so, okay, so favorite scary or Halloween-esque movie?
Oh, man. It'll probably be the Evil Dead series.
Okay.
All three of them.
Okay. I would put Shaun of the Dead on my list. That's just a hilarious movie. I would put probably the first three Nightmares. And then, I think Bruce Campbell's great, but I really, honestly, after watching Evil Dead, I can't watch it again. It's so bad.
Then I'd also have to put in Michael Jackson's Thriller.
The video?
The video. The whole extended, like, 25-minute long video.
Fair enough. You want to fade out with some Thriller music?
I will actually have the laugh in this.
All right. So we'll leave you with that. If you have your own favorites, go ahead and comment on our Facebook page. We're on Facebook, Battling Jesters Network.
iTunes. Go look up iTunes. And
Battling Jesters. Tell your friends. Share us on Facebook. Now that we're doing this again regularly, we're kind of trying to get more of an audience. Next episode, we're going to talk hockey, is it?
Probably with Kevin.
We have a super extra special guest, our friend Kevin Valentin. He's coming all the way from Johnsburg, Illinois.
Yep,
which
close to Chicago.
We're in Columbus. He's in Chicago. So he's coming all the way down here to hang out. We're going to have him in here in studio with us, which is going to be a trip.
Yeah.
So our next episode will be hockey.
Yep, hockey, hockey, hockey.
All right, he's Eddie.
And that is Jesse.
You guys have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
Boo!
I'll take you.
With your dreams. Oh, come back anytime. Bring your friends.